my mother was a widower, 5 girls and a boy. And we all were raised in the business. And it was, we called it the cake shop. It was not bakery, no bakery to business. It was that, bakery was a dirty word.
Ooh, okay.
And we all, each one had a job in the shop. Mine was cake decorating.
Ah.
I was the last one to come along, and that was the only thing left.
Okay.
I can still make a rose faster than you ever thought.
Wow, very good.
Well, it's just getting the swing of it, you know.
What is your first memory of being in the church?
Everything, my memory, it was up on Peachtree Road.
Okay.
I remember the gravel driveway. You didn't dare go to church late.
Oh.
Everybody would know when you came in.
And so they would know you were late.
Absolutely.
And you said you didn't leave early either.
No, you didn't leave early because of that.
Same thing. You could hear the gravel. Or see the gravel dust flying.
And we always wanted to leave early because we wanted to beat the church crowd to the shop, because everybody would come by there and buy, you know.
There you go.
And nobody would be there to wait on them if we were all at church.
I think there was a lot going on at the church, but there was a lot going on in our family because they kept the shop running 6 days a week.
Wow.
And then Sunday afternoon, the tea room was open for people to be able to come and tell them about the little ad on the radio.
Daisy Cake Shop.
Right, but she had a spot on the radio that was right
after. Oh, it was waltz time, in 3/4 time, right when church comes out at 12 o'clock. When everybody comes out and turn on the radio, it'd be Daisy Davy Cake Shop that brings you waltz time in 3/4 time.
And your shop was the Daisy?
Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, D-A-V-I-E, Daisy Davy Cake Shop.
Cake Shop. Wow.
My mother's maiden name was Davy, D-A-V-I-E.
Wow.
See, this is how we got our allowance. We got what was not sold on Saturday. We could sell it on Sunday morning at the church. Of course, if we didn't have much of anything, Mother would get the baker to come in and bake up a little stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't want people to come in, there's nothing there.
Sure.
What did the church look like?
Well, it didn't look like much. It didn't have any top on it.
Ah.
It was all flat.
Uh-huh.
It hadn't put the top and everything on it yet. For years, we only had the bottom of the church.
Oh, I see.
And you see, and it had, then they had to build the church part on top of that.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I was not too happy with that. But I don't know of anybody that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But we all still came to church and gave our tithes and did what we could at the time.
There was a point in time, and I don't remember exactly when it was, that Mom quit going to adult Sunday school, but went and she started keeping the children in the nursery on Sunday mornings before she would come to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was after we were grown and gone that you were doing that for a while. And I know she was part of the Flower Guild because she was very involved in flower arrangements around the city, and she won a contest and won contests.
Wow, very nice. So, Carolyn, do you remember any ministers of our church that when you were here?
You just, in the book, you were just looking.
I was.
Uh-huh. Well, you know Nat Long Sr.
Yes, Nat Long, yes.
Now, they were actually family, a couple of cousins away, however you slice that. And Nat sent his son, Nat Jr., to work at the bakery.
Uh-huh.
So he worked there.
Oh, yeah, he
there.
Couldn't get a job anywhere else.
So,
because he was preacher's son, he didn't know how to do anything. So his mother put him to work.
Well, plus Nat Jr. had cerebral palsy.
Ah.
And he, right, and he had polio as a child. So there was a lot of challenges
sure,
there that a lot of people weren't willing to take on.
Of course. But then, did you say he became a minister?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was a doctor of theology when he was at our church. Don Harp and Nat Long Jr. were instrumental in really keeping those Great Day of Service, getting them going. Mm-hmm. And Junior was at our church. Senior was here.
Oh. Okay.
But they were instrumental in this vision of bringing everybody together and having one big service day that would impact the community. Her area that she did, because she would tell us, and we would come, and my kids, we would come help her get some things together when we could. But the boys, when they got bigger, they would come down with Mother, and mm-hmm. they get their little T-shirts, you know, for
sure. Water, yes, we still have
service. And it was the toiletries for the homeless, and they would make the little bags,
wow.
and we put socks in there, and we would put toothpaste and toothbrush and whatever
soap.
Else we soap, and whatever else was on the list, and those things would be accumulated maybe the month before or whatever, and then little Ziploc bags or. Mm-hmm. So they're ready to go. And then on the morning of, I remember this just like it was yesterday, and Don set it up so that you come and worship first, and then you work. You work, you worship, and then you play or eat mm-hmm. or whatever. But we would bring canned goods.
Sure.
Right? And so that would take place as well. And I want to say there was a breakfast for everybody before.
It usually is a breakfast and communion, actually.
Right.
And have communion.
Right. And then go out into wherever, whatever your work project was, because my boys didn't always help Mother with the toiletries for the homeless, but they might be on a, you know, another work detail.
A work day.
Sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about when Don Harp was here, and Mother's been through several pastors.
Sure.
I mean, Whiting, when he was here. And I remember his daughter. She was my age. And that we would see one another from time to time when we would come to, like I said, Charles Wesley or mm-hmm. whatever the choir was going on. But when Don, it was a big stir among the Methodist Church in this area. Because I'm a member up at Alpharetta first. And so for Don, I mean, they was expected to retire. And the bishop had said, you're going to retire this year. And he said, no, I'm not. God has given me a vision, and we're building the cathedral on Peachtree.
Mm.
And I was here in church with Mother that day when he made that announcement. Mm. And I want to say it was Easter Sunday that year, because we always had a habit of coming for Easter with the family and all my kids and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was huge, because he had been here for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then to hear that this was going to take place, and the way that the Lord led him through that time, to me, was just an amazing witness to pay attention and hone in on what God wants for you rather than what man wants for you.